Joining us right now to discuss the COVID situation in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you. And again, thank you for having me on the show again this week. It's excellent.
Well, thank you for joining us, sir. So the first question we have for you is, what are the latest COVID numbers in the city right now?
So our death count is at 435. It actually had gone up one last week, but the state peeled that back. That person did not reside in the city of Brockton. So we're at 435 death count. Total overall, Dan, is 14,236. And the current active cases as of this morning have done a little bit of an uptick. They're at 25. They were at 11 2 days ago. So, you know, we're keeping an eye on that with our Board of Health and with our medical consultant, and we're still being very, very diligent in providing vaccine clinics and you know, testing and all the capabilities if people want that.
So, of course, I did want to ask you about this because we have been seeing an uptake in some cases. Is there any action you anticipate you're going to take on that, or for right now is this just kind of a watching and seeing what's happening?
Yeah, I think we're monitoring it. We actually have done a deep dive on the metrics, and the uptick right now here in Brockton seems to be younger age group, which actually makes sense because a vast majority of our 53% that have been vaccinated fully are in the older category, you know, 40 plus. So we're just keeping an eye on it. We're watching it. You know, we're working with our nursing homes and our hospitals as well to track what's going on over there. Everything's going well over there thus far. But again, the Delta variant in the fall, you know, we're planning again. We're just planning for the worst and hoping for the best. But right now, the numbers are manageable, and we'll continue. Board of Health will continue to monitor it along with our partners at Brockton Neighborhood Health Center.
Now, and related, is there any concern about some of these breakthrough cases we've been hearing about?
No, I don't think so. I mean, here in the city of Brockton, I mean, it's still status quo. You know, we're doing it every Saturday clinic, every Thursday clinic at the Shaw Center. Both of those are at the Shaw Center. We're still doing our pop-up clinics as well. We're still doing testing. Testing still be done at Massasoit Community College and, again, the Neighborhood Health Center. So there are, you know, statistically, there are some of those big breakthroughs, but, you know, we're monitoring everything here. And you know, like tonight, we actually have a graduation ceremony tonight at Brockton High School for the Edison Academy, which actually is it's awesome. It's an academy where it's an innovative program we've had here at Brockton High School for years, and it's students who are overaged and undercredited, and some of them are at risk, and some have dropped out. So, you know, I applaud them. I'll be there tonight. The superintendent of schools will be there tonight, and it's just a good thing that we're going to be doing in Brockton tonight. But again, we're just going to continue to watch and be proactive against any Delta variant or anything that may pop up in the fall, including the flu.
And now, speaking of nighttime activities, of course, once again, Governor Baker has been touting the DCR Summer Nights program, of which Brockton is a participant.
But we have, we've had for decades under many mayors the After Dark program, and I proudly sponsored it this year. We're also providing the opportunity for free swimming lessons. We have two city pools, right? We have the Manning Pool at Brockton High School. We have the Cosgrove on the east side of the city of Brockton. And for a lot of folks, those are the beach. That's the summer. So, you know, we're working diligently with our partners at the YMCA, and we have lifeguards, and we have you know, really great activities. And then at Brockton High School in the evening, you know, it's athletic. And we also have the Define Arts program, Act One, Scene One, which has been going on for decades as well at Brockton High. So, you know, we're not 100% back to normal, Dan, as if we've been in summers past. But it is trending in a really wonderful thing. And we are providing ample opportunity for youth in Brockton to work and also to be out and enjoy some recreation and some exercise.
On the international front, I understand you hosted the Prime Minister of Cabo Verde.
I did. I had an opportunity on July 5th, which, again, July 4th is our Independence Day. July 5th is Independence Day for Cape Verde and also Venezuela. So His Excellency was here in the city of Brock, and I met with him. I met with the Consul General as well. Probably had about a four and a half hour meeting, and he invited me over in the fall to Cape Verde. And it was just a wonderful community civic event. And this coming Sunday, I'll be meeting with the Consul General from Chile, who will be coming here to Brockton as well. So, you know, it's a really great part of my job to meet, you know, other elected officials and other dignitaries. But at the end of the day, it's about making sure Brockton is welcoming and inclusive for all that live and work in the City of Champions.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day. It's finally not raining. Enjoy the day, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds like a plan. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.